What about the outside edge of the wheel, you call that?
That's the fellers and then the wagon rim goes on that way. You have to heat that, you have to heat that tire rim, they call it the tire around it. And when you put it on there while it's hot, it put it in the water and it cools it and it shrinks. Tight stuff on there.
Have you ever done any work on wagon wheels?
Yeah, we just put them together down on the farm.
Is that right?
Yeah. You can get all kind of parts for them in. Buggies, most of them are rubber tired buggies.
Well, what about, you know, that thing that the traces come back to and attach to?
Well, they have chain traces and then they have tugs, they call them, the buggy horses. Buggies, you know.
Well, is there some kind of horizontal piece, you know, that they attach to
and
kind of moves like that?
It's got, on your shafts, it's got cross member there, and then what they call the single tree part of it works up there on a swivel, right? And it goes out the end, it's got little things that stick in the end of it, and they curve on the end. And you just twist your trace and put it on there, you know, and it don't come off unless they offer a lot of slack. Then some of them fall off when it's too much slack. We use time on keep them falling off on it.
Well, can you have two of those things, like if you got two horses?
Yeah.
And have both of them attached to a...
Yeah, you put a tongue in it just like you would a wagon. It goes all the way across. Got one on each side.
Have you ever heard something like that called a double tree?
What it is. Single tree, double tree. And the old plows we used to plow with, double shovels, you know. And Georgia stock.
A what now?
Georgia stock.
Georgia stock.
That's the single, when you walk behind this single plow, Georgia stock.
Let me ask you this while you mentioned that. You know this thing that you use around the yard, it's got a wheel right on the front and these two handles. You can put things in it and push it around.
Garden truck plow, garden plow.
Well, this isn't used to plow. It's just, you can just use it, you know, for yard work, like if you had to carry a
foot. Use a wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Can't remember anything.
Ever heard it called a Georgia buggy?
No, I don't believe I have.
That's the reason I mentioned that when you mentioned that other
thing. Now they make, I've got an old iron wheelbarrow down there, maybe 50 years old or older. And they make a little one, you know, that you can do around in the yard. You can just dump it up, sweep stuff in it, you know. Cut them wide and just tip it over and set it on the ground. With a lip to it, sleep it right in there. Some of them got them. I never did get one. Well, they don't hold enough stuff.
Well, what about that thing that the wagon wheels turn around on? You call that the
spindle? That's the actual spindle on the end of it. And it's got a nut to hold it on there, so it's up in there, hub.
You said you did some carpentry work, didn't you?
Yeah.
You know these frames that carpenters use sometimes? They have the ends of them kind of shaped.
Oh, they call them, let's see. Yeah, the rafters, the joists, and they put them together. They call them, I've heard it 100 times. There's a fellow out here and makes them. Hold them around. They put them on this outside down here. Tuba fours, made them out of tuba fours. I never did use anything but tuba sixes.
Is that right?
Tuba six rafters, tuba six joists. Tuba eight floor joists.